This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Critically wounded patients are stranded in hospitals around Gaza, say health officials there. The hospitals have fewer and fewer supplies and no electricity, they say. Israel says it has to defeat Hamas, which attacked Israel on October 7th, setting off the war. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu.
If you want peace, destroy Hamas. If you want security, destroy Hamas. If you want a future for Israel, the Palestinians, the Middle East, destroy Hamas.
He was on NBC's Meet the Press. Hamas denies that it's shielding itself among civilians and at Gaza's largest hospital. Donald Trump Jr. will be the first defense witness today in the civil fraud trial in New York that threatens the family business. The AP's Julie Walker.
Lawyers for the state attorney general who filed the lawsuit accusing Donald Trump of grossly inflating his wealth to secure loans and insurance rested their case last week. Trump's lawyer Alina Haba on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures says her client did nothing wrong and they'll ask for a mistrial, but the judge hasn't ruled in their favor in the past.
This judge has to be the one that decides, is he going to recuse himself? Does he feel that there was a mistrial? It's a bench trial. We have one judge, and it's the same judge that issued the gag order that has to make those determinations.
On the witness stand last week, Trump testified he did nothing wrong. Julie Walker, New York.
Secret Service agents opened fire after three people tried to break into an unmarked Secret Service vehicle in Washington last night. Nobody was in the SUV. Secret Service agents were protecting President Biden's granddaughter, Naomi, when they saw three people breaking a window of the vehicle. Nobody hit by the gunfire, and the three people took off. Republican presidential candidate Tim Scott is giving up his campaign. The South Carolina senator, he hadn't been polling well. This is AP News. Now to a rescue effort in India. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Rescuers are digging through dirt and parts of a collapsed road tunnel to reach 40 workers trapped by a landslide at a construction project in northern India. The collapse occurred on Sunday in Uttarakhand, a mountainous state dotted with Hindu temples that attract many pilgrims and tourists. Trucks in the tunnel cleared debris to get to those stranded. The construction workers are safe, says police officer Prashant Kumar, and are being supplied with oxygen and water and even dry rations. He said the rescuers had established contact with the trapped individuals, but it's not exactly clear how many workers are trapped. The workers had been building part of a flagship federal government road aimed at connecting various Hindu pilgrimage sites. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.